All right, we're here at the Build Conference. I'm here with Mike Angelo, and you we saw you in the keynote this morning.
Yep.
Showing us this wonderful device. We're going to take a close look at this and do a little unboxing.
Great.
Tell us a little bit about this device.
So we worked with Samsung. We built a really cool PC to give away here at Build to the attendees who are learning how to build Metro-style apps. So we wanted a PC that was powerful enough to do development on and was like the kind of form factors that are going to ship around Windows 8 timeframe. And it's got all the sensors, and it's got all of the features that a developer would want.
Yeah. And so this is all the sensors that a developer might try to write apps for and the things that we saw in the keynote this
morning. Yeah, absolutely. The most important sensor, of course, being touch. With Windows 8 having a touch-first UI, we wanted a system that had a really, really great touch experience. So I'm going to turn this guy on. And it has UEFI, so I showed UEFI booting today. So you go right to that logo. You don't see all the DOS characters flashing. It only takes about 8 seconds. You're here in Windows. And so the first thing that we worked on with Samsung was getting a really, really responsive touch experience, a bright screen. It's a wide screen, 1366 by 768, so it can do all of the features that you saw earlier today.
Like the docking.
Yeah, I can go back here and launch like the stock app and the go back to start, launch the weather app. I can put them side by side. I can also go back to start with this button here. So it's got a home button, and I can drag through other things. It's kind of set up to use with your thumbs.
Yeah.
So the UI is right under your thumbs when you're holding the device like this.
Perfect.
And if I bring another app on board and want it side by side, I can do that, grab the bar, move it over here, move that all the way off. And of course, you know, we showed some enthusiast features. It's a full Windows PC, so you can run the desktop app. We've got all the charms. We talked a little bit about sharing between apps today. And so this device is set up to really turn on everything that people saw in the keynote and to go to the different sessions here and learn how to write apps for it. So also in the box, we have, you know, obviously some manuals in
here. Nice manual box.
Here's something that we didn't really show much of that I don't even know if people picked up on when they saw it, but it's a pen.
It's very nice. Real, so this is a pen computer, pen-based.
It's an everything computer.
So
it's
touch,
a touch pen.
Pen,
and in a second, I'll show you what's in the other box. So here, of course, you have your pen, kind of actually unboxing it here. And we have a sample app. These are all sample apps that were written by our interns over the summer. And each one of them just gives you a chance to go and kind of
do
the things that you're used to. So you can see it's pressure sensitive and lines get darker and course, the erasing works like you would expect. It's not a stylus. It's actually an electromagnetic digitizer.
What else? It's like a tablet PC pen.
It's like a tablet PC. This box is kind of important, too. This is where we have the dock of the keyboard. This was another element that you may or may not have picked up when we were demoing this, is that this, by the fact that it's a real PC, it's got some batteries here, so I won't power it all up and do the pairing, but I've got a Bluetooth keyboard and a really slick integrated base.
Very
nice. It like snaps up like this.
So it's a little dock that'll hold it at the right angle. You can sit and use it like a computer.
HDMI, power, USB, Ethernet. So you set it here and then set the box aside. Actually, I'll show you the power adapter too because it's kind of nice. And it sticks right in there. You can see it's active. And now I go from having a tablet form factor to a full power. I mean, it's a Core i5, 4 GB, solid state disk. It's got every kind of radio. This one I've actually already gone through the AT&T pairing section, and you can actually see that it's connected to 3G, because when we gave these away, AT&T is one of our show sponsors. Every single developer is getting 2 GB a month for a year free. So
very
that
nice.
Comes with the system. And the other thing I was going to show you is our power supply. I'm kind of proud of this. We got a pretty small, pretty nice compact setup for traveling. So you can take the whole setup and have a whole development workstation, or you could take it with you like this. It's thin and it's light, and we worked on getting as much battery into there as possible. So we have a really small system board. You can see online in the demo, the system board actually takes up just a fraction of what's inside the case. We worked with STMicro on sensors. So this has accelerometers, and it's got a gyro and a magnetometer. It's got an NFC antenna on the back, so you can tap two of these together to share. Or you'd put like the little radio tagged cards that I showed on stage. All of that works, and it's all in this one setup. You can see we also have some debugging tools, so Visual Studio and stuff. This is set up for devs.
Yeah.
It's a super high power setup, so you can write these apps and then test them all right in place. You don't have to go to a separate real development PC and then put it onto something that's just a device. And it's, you know,
very responsive.
It is.
Very nice.
Yeah, so.
So what were the challenges in getting 5,000 of these ready for people here?
The biggest challenge is just the time. So when we came down to build, we wanted to get developers the absolute latest Windows bits, which meant we were still working on them. Now, typically, when an OEM is building a system like this for sale, they build it months in advance, image them in the factory, and have a whole testing process. But we had these flown here to Anaheim. We rented a warehouse next door. I'm not kidding you. Flew down about 30 or 40 Microsoft engineers. The people actually built Windows.
Yeah.
And we were unboxing and hand imaging and testing these PCs ourselves. That's awesome. I mean, we were like ready to start a union here. I mean, it was a big, big show. We had rows of boxes, pallets of boxes. You know, millions of dollars worth of hardware, and we actually had to get our hands dirty, which was a good learning experience. That's one of the things that came out of this project for us at the Microsoft side, was the more we know about how these PCs are built, the more we can work together with partners to help build better PCs. So while this is a Win 7 PC running an early developer build, it actually works really well. And by the time we get to Windows 8, those are the kind of partnerships that are going to ship great, great Windows 8 hardware.
So each machine flashed with love from a Windows employee.
They've all been touched. They've all. We should have signed the back of them or something. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
No, thanks for having me.